Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I don't know where I'm going.
We're rolling for the Secret Show.
Oh. All right.
Well, thank you. Leave all that in.
Thanks.
Alex setting us up. I mean, as assistant producer, it is his job to tell us when we're rolling for things.
Well, is that a statement or is that a minion opinion?
Can I get... I don't know. I was... Yeah.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to actually edit this out.
No, but, you're not going to edit it out.
Can I get a what?
It was a, you know, I was just letting you guys know, hey, yeah, I'm your assistant producer and we're rolling now.
Yeah, we got that.
We got it.
I'm a hard worker, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I also understand
that. No, we 100% get it.
We're here and we're working hard.
Listen, daily, impressed by you daily.
I appreciate it.
This all stays in. People need to know how hard you're working. Did you hear him? He started that recorder.
I don't want to brag, though.
And
that's
then
the...
Don't worry.
We all want to hear your resume every day. Stop bragging.
Don't worry.
Just facts.
Yeah, don't worry. You're not bragging.
I could just take it out.
No. Okay.
This is right.
Are you kidding me? We're 5 minutes into the show already, and we're still talking about it.
Leave it alone.
Leave it all in.
Okay.
Is there anything else you have prepared for us?
Bryn?
What was that? What are you talking about?
See how he defers.
Oh, he's jumping to me.
Supervisor, yeah.
I'm getting
this clip ready that Sarah requested. That's all.
Oh, what's going on?
I got something for you.
For me?
Yeah. Maybe for Alex too. I'm not sure if he's a Jackass fan.
Oh, I love Jackass. Yeah.
Oh,
man, you know what? The first thing I thought of was Jennifer Aniston's ass. I was thinking you were going to give me a picture of that. No.
I'm sure we can find one.
Okay. Well, anyway,
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. Midway through now for Thursday, November 10th, 2022. It's gorgeous. We're in downtown San Francisco, and it is just, it's a spectacular fall day out the window. It just looks beautiful. I feel like this is the first time I've looked out the window today. Oh, goodness. It's beautiful. So, you know, we talk about a lot of shit on here, random various things. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I thought as I read it this morning, very early. And giggled about it because I'm nine. I was like, you know, I could do this story on the air, but I would have to dance around everything that any of us want to say about it. So fuck it. I'll save it for the Secret Show, and we'll talk. We'll unpack it.
Huh? Nice.
Here. Thank
I don't
you.
Like that.
No one does. It was, you know, unpack it was fun. Like the first three times you heard it, and then you used it once, and then you're like, okay, well. Well, now we're using that for everything. Like, pack it back up and get rid of it. Ship it off.
We, the Christina works from home. Mm-hmm. And you hear all the cheesy catchphrases in her meetings. I have to walk in and pull that door shut so I don't hear all the stuff because I just want to scream at them. Walk in and save her. You need rescuing. You have to listen to this bullshit all day, every day.
And then
Holy crap, you hear
her say it and you're like, oh no, she's one of them.
Let's drill down into that.
Yeah, the drill down into it I think is fun.
What does that look like? I don't like that one. What does that look like?
What does that look like?
Yeah, what does that look like?
Oh,
like when you're doing, yeah, you're saying.
Flesh that out for me a little bit.
What does that look like? Well, I don't, you tell me,
You know what bothers John on Instagram? When people post a picture and write a one word caption that says, this. Mm. So he walks around the house. He thises things. Like the other day I'm walking into the living room and he's like down on all fours. Picking up cat vomit. I'm like, oh no. And he looks up at me and goes, this. And I just, it was very funny.
That's special.
It was special. I have a lot of special moments like that. All right. So, anyways, that has nothing to do with this, but we are going to unpack this story here.
Oh boy. All right.
We're going to drill down into the story here where we are allowed to drill the fuck down into things. So, Jackass is it's worldwide. Like, Jackass is just,
sure.
People love watching these guys specifically too. Like, you know, it was a show and then the movies have made them so much money.
I love those boys and I love those movies, but the reason I haven't watched the new one is because they actually have a guy get attacked by a shark. And I don't think I'm gonna... I need to be able to go in the ocean without seeing these visuals that people keep putting in my head. Mm. Even on regular, like, internet news chats, they're like, oh, look at this. This person was attacked by a shark, and they just put the biggest shark. That's not the shark. He's being framed.
It's just a shark.
He
would definitely eat you if you had the chance.
A giant shark.
Right.
Anyway, so I haven't watched it. So go on.
So they have to constantly one-up themselves, right?
Right.
But it started in a place where it was already bad.
Yeah.
Like from the get-go with the show. And, you know, it seems like some of these guys will really, truly do anything, like nail gun through the scrote. You know, they'll just do it.
Well, just as you said, it escalated. It started out with just like, hey, shoot me with a paintball and I'll put my hand over my wiener so that I don't get hit there. And then they've got these welts all over them, you know, like.
Look and then me. They're like, fuck it. Let's try and hit them in the nuts.
So it's
always one step
further.
Yeah,
it's always escalated. You're right.
So early on. This is this is in the movies, I should say, not in the whole arc of Jackass. Mm-hmm. It's the one stunt that Steve-O wouldn't do. Like, where's Steve-O's line? This is actually surprisingly low on the. I would think that he'd be totally down
the
with
things
this.
That I have seen him in particular do. One of the things he does, like, I saw them paper cut their eyeball. Paper cut the webbing in their fingers.
Between the hands and the feet. Yeah, that like, one looked brutal.
I did not know that they did. That is awful.
You can't stand there and do that to yourself. That's just absurd. Your brain should be saying, no, we don't do that to ourselves. No. Yeah, Sarah, your hand is up.
What happens when you paper cut your eye?
I don't know. No one can watch it long enough. You go, ah!
So they just have to get the paper near them and act like they paper cut it themselves,
no,
or does like blood
it.
Come
no,
out?
No, I think they. I don't know. I'm telling you,
do they
done
now have like a line.
They
on their,
do all the stuff
on the whites of the eye or on the cornea.
I think it's the whites.
I mean, that's better than the cornea, I guess.
Normally, the abrasion will heal within 1 to 2 days.
Still, who can do that? Who can even? Dude,
yeah, you can't.
Who can take a piece of paper, put it against their eye, and go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We can't even put drips in our eyes without, like, I can't do it at least without flinching.
Well,
hey,
yeah,
you know what's funny is like you're sensitive about your eyes until you start wearing contacts mm-hmm. all the time.
And yeah,
you're like,
oh
fuck
God,
it, I can stick my
dude.
Finger right in
yeah,
there, swirl
exactly.
it around, no problem.
I see Anita do it all the time.
Yeah. Ugh, it's awful.
I can't do that.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Eye drops, I'm like, oh yeah. First thing in the morning, I always take ice cold water and I just flush my eyes out, just open my eyes and splash the water in and let it sting. And I like when it stings a little bit.
I always have, I put in my contacts to go surfing and then I always have to go grocery shopping on the way home.
Yeah.
And I always find myself in the grocery store going, I can't read this goddamn, I pull them out right there so I can read the damn label and know if I can buy this or not. Anyway.
It's like a whole, like, head apparatus thing. You know, if you just have a thing where, well, I'm this close, let me put this one down. Oh, this one and this one. And sort of like a cyborg.
But to your point, yes, in the grocery store, I could be found going, pulling out contacts.
And do you just drop them on the floor?
No. I throw them away. Come on.
Do you?
That's right. Yes. Really? Yes.
Oh. Just drop them?
I don't litter,
no. Litter them?
Nope.
Well, they're invisible.
We are invisible.
I do litter them on the floorboard of my car, though. I have been able to take them out and just throw them onto the floorboard.
They dry up and they turn into like a little crispy piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about single-use plastic, huh?
Well,
I mean, man, even the stuff they come in—they got that plastic.
I know, but at least that's useful.
Sure, I guess.
Other stuff, I mean, they could make out of something else.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I don't know.
We're unpacking.
Oh yeah, we're
this
busy
thing.
Unpacking.
Oh yeah, the Jackass boys. Yeah.
So it's, you know, you'd think
we're
Steve-O,
getting the ball rolling right now.
Right, he'll do that, but he won't do like this. To me, actually, doesn't seem all that bad.
What do you mean, not that bad? Are you crazy?
Well, compared to doing some of that, I mean, Steve-O, isn't he the guy who was in a porta potty that got bungee shot into the air?
Yeah, he was.
And all the crap went all over him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like, he does that, but he won't do this. All right, here's the Jackass stunt that he turned down. It was called Toy Car Up the Butt.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not Steve-O. Else. Oh. I remember
that's
them
in the
doing
first
that.
Movie. Yeah. Toy Car Up the Butt. Oh, here, you roll the clip here?
Yeah, he comes into the doctor's office.
That's the guy that died.
What's his name?
Ryan. Rest in peace.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Crammed it up his ass. And then, the bit is, I crammed this thing up my ass, and then I went and got x-rayed. I went to the emergency room.
But he tells the doctor something else.
What's he tell him?
All right, here it is.
I'm Ryan.
What can I do for you?
I was partying last night with some frat guys. I passed out. I must have fallen down and broken something because I haven't been able to walk right since.
We're going to take x-ray now.
Okay.
To be sure.
So they do all the x-rays.
Is this a hidden camera?
It seems like he has a buddy with him holding the camera. I'm not sure about
the camera part. All right, so now we're going to x-ray his...
Hold your breath. Don't move.
Is he afraid that he's going to x-ray his balls?
I have no idea.
That's not part of you. That's something extra.
I would have known if I ate that.
No, you won't be able to swap that. It's a car toy.
Well, how did a car toy get there?
Maybe you stuck it up your ass.
I didn't stick anything up my ass.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I never seen that in there. I've seen a toy car all over, but no, never in somebody's rectum.
That is so funny because it is just totally recognizable as a matchbox. It's not even sideways where you're seeing like the top of the car profile, but you can just tell
it's a
matchbox.
Now, the part I thought I remembered it, they put it in a condom and put it in there. I thought.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you don't see the condom at all.
Yeah, that's weird.
You don't. Mm-mm. Let me see if I can...
Does he have to have it surgically removed? Like, do they have to go in and get it?
Or condom was how they could pull it out.
So they're just going to yank the condom
is,
and
yeah.
pull it
you
out.
Don't see.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't condom. See it. Condom is invisible in the x-ray. It's got a nice looking
fun.
Pelvis, though.
So they... what? Did you just say?
I don't know. There it is. Clear as you can see his hip joints. It's,
yeah.
That's a good looking... I see the start of his spine. That's nice. I think the x-rays are fascinating. Did you know that the guy who invented x-rays never got any credit for it?
What?
No. Yeah. It was like some mistake that he made, and he realized when they would take the photo, that he was seeing the bones in his hand, and then he like told people about it, and somebody else patented it.
You're not going to believe this.
Right, like that. I don't know if he was Italian. That was an awesome Italian accent. He might have been Austrian. Try that.
I can't. Yeah.
It's Arnold. Just do Arnold.
I can't.
Can
I can't do it. I have to hear stuff first. You do it.
No. Can't think of it. So Ryan Dunn.
He was German.
No.
Oh, he was German.
So you're good at it. See that?
It's an x-ray. Ryan Dunn is the one who put the toy car up his butt. They don't say anything about a condom here, but that does make sense. Because I'm thinking like, you know, a door falls off. Can you imagine shoving that in your ass?
No.
It would be so fucking painful. Like, you'd lacerate yourself.
Well, it looks like they removed the
antenna?
The mirrors.
There's no
the side mirrors.
On a, what are you talking
the side
about?
Mirrors. The side mirrors. You know, the side
mirrors. They don't have those either.
Wow.
That's what
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Know. And they might have those, and they had to like, flick off all the stuff.
Yeah, all the
they
cars
They didn't put it in.
Mirrors.
They didn't open up all the doors and try to put it in to try to back it in. So Steve-O said, yeah, I could not. I was supposed to do that one. And I said, up until the point when I declined to put the toy car up my butt, I'd never backed out of a stunt. So that was sort of epic in its own way.
I'm surprised because that seems a lot less painful than half.
I know.
The 90% of the stuff he has done.
That to me, that's what's surprising about the whole thing is that really that's the thing Steve-O wouldn't do. There's his line. I won't put a toy car up my butt. I'll put a fucking moose up there or, you know, whatever. Like 4 head of cattle, but not a toy car. I don't know. These guys don't, I had no idea there was a line. It turns out the line is way closer to my line than I actually thought.
I think he's the guy, I don't want to even
just
start
say
this.
It. Just
he's the
say
guy,
it.
He can throw up, like, he can make himself throw up.
Like on demand?
So he drank all this milk and then was just, I think that's.
Well,
yeah,
don't
probably,
if you drink too
yeah.
much milk, you will throw up. Like, isn't there a gallon of milk challenge?
He throws up a lot. But he does a lot of gross stuff to throw up, too.
Well, it was bound to happen, right?
He snorted wasabi the one time. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then what happened?
I think he threw up.
So. Why would you even throw it? Did your body's just, like, violently trying to get everything foreign out of it?
Oh, you know what? They were... Apparently, if you just drink enough milk, you'll barf.
Yeah.
Jackass, drink milk till you barf. So they just did... That's what they did.
You know, when No Name was on the show, mm-hmm. we had continued CQDQ, and the payoffs had just spiraled out of control.
They were already out of control.
They got worse. So the one thing, the person who lost and all the other girls on the show or all the other boys on the show had to lay in a coffin with dog shit on their chest.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you lost?
I lost.
And you had to lay in a coffin with dog...
And they even found coffins that had a window in the top so everyone could watch us laying there in the coffin with dog shit on our chest.
What other girls were on the show?
Kathy and...
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Charlene.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, all three of it. And we were bummed.
Of course you were.
Well, yeah.
So where'd you get a dog shit from?
Somebody's dog. So we
just... God damn it, dude.
What?
Like, they keep it in the freezer overnight?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I was not in charge of logistics. I'm like, I'll do the things and pay off the bet. But I, you know. So we had to do the dog shit. This all in one bet payoff. You had to drink a gallon of milk. And we started that early, right? So as we're doing each of the horrible things we had to do, we were having to drink, you know, we had to drink a gallon of milk by the end of it. And do you throw up from drinking that much milk? Oh, yes, you do.
Oh,
and you did.
Oh, yeah. We all did. We all got so sick. It actually makes you sick, too. Like, you don't feel better after you start barfing. It's just, I was sick for a day.
Oh, man.
All that milk. So you had to drink the gallon of milk, have the shit on your chest for 15 minutes in a coffin. We had to have 5 tarantulas on us at once.
Oh, my God.
Each of us.
This is all the same bet?
All the same bet. And I think the last thing was we had to write and perform our own song with this heavy metal craze band that No Name loved. They were there, and we had to perform a song. We each had to. I think we did one song, all of us together.
What in the...
I know. We did it at...
What a shit show.
Phoenix Hotel? It was a shit show. It was an absolute shit show. And I think that was one of the last ones we did. I was just like...
I'm done.
I don't think... we can't... What else can we come up with? Like, once you've gotten to that point...
Well, yeah. I mean, you didn't want to do the, you're going to wash my car in a swimsuit.
Yeah, I know. It was already bad for me at that point.
That's like nothing compared to what you guys had to do.
Dude, it was unreal. It was. I was really glad that I didn't lose the one where No Name had to put on a suit of armor and go out on a driving range. And we all shot...
Oh.
We all shot golf balls at him. He had there were a few places that weren't completely covered, and so he did have some big bruises on him. For the most part, he was protected. I know that's why I wasn't here when you got back. We were like, nope, we've done everything that can possibly be done. Mm. But no one ever had to shove anything up their ass. I'm happy to say we didn't go to jackass territory.
Oh,
yeah.
Things in your ass again, though, huh?
No, you. The things in the ass.
What are you talking about?
I knew you'd like this story.
No, I didn't bring this up. This is twice this week with the stuff in your butt.
Oh, the Phoenix Hotel is on Eddy Street, right?
I think that's where it was. Does it have like an interior courtyard?
Yeah. Something like that.
We had a big, huge party there, and we all...
Wow.
Everyone had fun except for the girls. We three girls with spiders and dog shit and barfing up milk and... I think that was it.
Damn.
I can't remember all this stuff. Just a whole pile on. All right. Are we out of time or what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Have you ever had a car in your butt?
Nope. Have you?
No. No, I haven't. Good one, though.
Oh, yeah. I tried real hard. I figured your guard wouldn't be up and I'd be able to trick you into telling me about that matchbox. Your ass box matchbox.
Yeah. I like to just put traffic in my colon. It's awesome.
Beep, beep. Okay, well, that was fun.
Are we calling it?
Yeah, that's it. If you got done with it. So if you'd like us to answer an email, we do that from time to time. Mm-hmm. You can send it to Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com. Give me those magic words, Vincent.
The end.